let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go batshit cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Breaking Bad News. Not fun.
It's not fun. Never once is it fun.
No. Well, it could be fun if you don't like a person.
Yeah, that's true.
It could be fun. But listen, we have Jake on the phone. He needs to break the bad news to someone. Good morning, Jake. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
We're good.
So tell us, who do you have to break the bad news to today?
Yeah.
I need to break the bad news to my girlfriend, Kayla.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Yeah, what happened?
We've been dating for 5 months. I think it's starting to get serious. Uh-huh. But I need to let her know about something that is starting to surface, and I'm sure at some point she'd find it, and I want full disclosure here.
Oh, okay.
Full disclosure on the radio.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, my ma'am.
When I was in college, I participated in a pornographic video.
Oh. Okay.
And I found out from a friend that the video is still out on the internet.
It is.
Oh, yeah. Those suckers live forever.
They never go away, though, right? Yeah.
They do. And I didn't, and I was a kid, and I didn't, were just being silly.
Yeah.
But I didn't know I was going to have to live with this for the rest of my life. So I just hate to get, have to get back to her from someone else I need to be the one to tell her. It's not that big of a deal. It's got really low ratings. I think it's got like 200 views or whatever. But it's clearly me, and it's just really awkward and compromising.
Yeah.
And I just find it. Yeah. I don't want to lose her because of this.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. This could be. Let's be honest. This could be a deal breaker because some people are just like, I don't like to share.
Right.
I don't want to share the goods that I have, and you know, unfortunately, like a lot of people. Well, 200 people.
Yeah, 200 people.
Yeah. Okay, well, this sounds good. How do you think she's going to react?
Right,
I mean, is she a sensitive person? Should she have a good, humor about things? Or is she going to be devastated?
Right.
I don't know. If she sees the video, then it might be more challenging because the video is very graphic and there's a bit of... It's a bit fetishistic.
Oh.
And so...
Okay.
Yeah. And I just don't want to. I don't want to scare her. And obviously, I've been tested, and that's not an issue, of course.
Yeah.
But it's just the fact that obviously it's a bit intense, and I don't. I don't know. Truthfully, I don't know how she's going to respond to this.
Mm. And it was a long time ago, though.
Should I ask what fetish it was?
I don't know.
So everyone has a fetish. My fetish used to be like, hey, I liked a guy who wore a hat on backwards, like a baseball cap.
Yeah.
Stupid fetish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Some people.
It was some bondage and some S&M.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's not too crazy. There's a lot of people
like
that.
Back in his young days.
Back in his young days,
yeah.
All right, my man. Well, let's do this. Let's play a song. And I didn't ask you what your fetish was, Miss Tracy.
I was afraid. I was hoping you weren't going to ask.
All right, I won't ask. So we'll play a song, and then when we get back, we will help you to break the bad news to Kayla, your girlfriend.
Yeah.
After 5 months. Yes, unfortunately. We all do stupid things back in the day.
Yeah.
And it's a good lesson to be learned. Anything you put out on the internet lives forever.
Yeah.
And like Jake said, he made a pornographic video and one of his buddies saw it. And so obviously it's still out there. So you need to break it to her because things are getting serious. So we will find out how this happens. We will help you out coming up next with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We have Jake on the phone. He is all about breaking some bad news to his beautiful girlfriend, Kayla, of 5 months.
Uh-huh.
That it is true. Back in his heyday.
Yes.
He decided to make a... I don't know what you call it, a smut film.
Yeah.
A dirty film.
Yeah.
And once it gets out on the internet, it's there. And
he was young and in school.
And he regrets it.
Yeah.
But it's something he doesn't want to keep from her because, again, he could see his life with this woman.
Yeah.
So this is what we're going to do, Jake. We're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us. Kayla will not.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll eventually chime in to help you on this phone call, okay?
Thank you.
All right, my man. Good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck.
Hello?
Kayla hates me.
Hey.
Oh, he sounds defeated. Or
yeah, he does.
You got a minute? Is it a good time?
Yeah, of course. I always have time for you.
Oh, she's so sweet.
I wanted to bring up something that I think you need to be aware of. I hope you'll understand where I'm coming from with this, and I hope that you'll be able to see past it. But I found out from a friend of mine that something that I was involved in college has kind of resurfaced. I made a porn video.
There it is.
There it is. Yep.
Mm-hmm. With some people
people.
I'm sorry. Well, it sounds like you said
people.
It sounded like you said porn.
I didn't know it was more than that.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's jump in.
Hi. Hey. Is this Miss Kayla?
What is going on?
Oh, I know.
I know, girl.
Hi, Kayla. We are your friends.
Yes.
My name is Krista and Miss Tracy,
yep.
And we are friends of Jake. We are on Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. So
hi,
Jake,
honey.
You're doing like a joke?
Oh,
you're so funny. Oh. What is this?
Well, I wish it were a joke, but it's true. And we are not the people that Jake is talking about.
Right. No, we're not.
What? Wait. Okay. What is going on? Because, Jake, are you're joking like you were in a boom chicka porn? And then what are these girls? Who are these? What's going on?
No, that was not. No, it's not a joke. I mean, I just wanted to kind of put it out there in as wide a way as possible because it is on the internet. It's there, yeah. And I regret it, and I'll always regret it, and I can't undo it or get rid of it. But I did participate in that video, and you may see it.
Yeah. And Kayla, listen, he is the reason why he's telling you this because he actually cares about you so much that he typically wouldn't probably tell anyone else this, but he really likes you and can see a future with you.
Yep.
That is why he is showing you the respect to tell you so you don't find this out from somebody else. This is his past. He didn't even know it was really still out there until a buddy had saw it. And it only has 200 views. This actually probably will just disappear in the long run.
Right.
But it is still out there, and it has nothing to do with you. And this is not him anymore. It was just something he regrets doing.
When he was really young.
Yeah.
Exactly. And just to add to that, I wanted to do it in a public forum because I want everyone else out there who's listening to know, to learn from my mistakes.
Yes.
Like,
those decisions are permanent. You know, it's more than a tattoo. You know, it's terrible. And
so
I'm so sorry that I did this. I didn't realize at the time that I'd be doing this to you. So I'm so sorry.
Wow. Wow. Jake, you are such a good person, and you have such a beautiful character and soul.
Yes. That's so nice.
You're putting me on the spot, and I know you have altruistic motives, and I appreciate it, but
Well, how about we do this? How about we, Tracy and I actually get off the line, and then you guys can continue this conversation in the privacy of your own home. But
I can't.
It's a lot to take in.
It's a lot to take in, and I see you in a different light now, and I'm digesting doesn't mean you're a bad person. You're a beautiful person, but if you could do that, I mean, how old were you?
I was 20. I was in college, and I didn't know.
So you weren't like 15, you know. I'm having a hard time wrapping my head. Like I want to have kids with you, you know. Like, how do you wrap your head? I can't. Wow.
You know, Krista's right. We probably should let you guys talk about this. Yeah, but just everybody makes mistakes.
Everyone has a past.
Yeah, everyone has a past. Yeah.
Look at all the celebrities in the world. Look at all their drama and stuff that people know about them. Please do not let this destroy your relationship.
Don't.
It just sounds too good.
It sounds like you guys have a beautiful relationship.
I need to think.
Okay,
and I need privacy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay, girl. We respect that. All right. Well, good luck to you both, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you.